Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison, welcome to 2021. It's a powerful new year coming, and say goodbye to 2020. This is Spirit Connection, January 6, 2021, and I've got a prophetic word for the year and some specific things that you can do right now to transition into the new season that we're now entering into. DougAddison.com is my website, and if you're joining us live on my website, you can chat in some questions, or maybe you're following us on Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter, Instagram, Doug T. Addison, or YouTube, Doug Addison. That's a lot of them, but wow. Catch my daily prophetic word as well. Hey, let's get going. Lord, we pray that you would open the heavens right now. We ask, Lord, that you would prepare the way for this word, that it would not fall on anything that would try to steal it. I felt like there was a lot of warfare against this, my goodness, the 2021 word, but that you would release the spirit that you gave me, which is restoration and peace and hope. So we ask, Lord, that you bring this about in Jesus' name. Amen. That's the word. This is the year of restoration, of hope and peace. Zechariah 9:12 says, "Return to your fortress, O prisoners of hope. And even now I announce that I will restore twice as much to you." We're entering into the season of restoration and repayment. And maybe you felt like you've been in prison or held captive in your home. I know I have at times. But the Lord's going to restore you into something new. There's going to be a double blessing come as a result of our suffering. Now, it's going to take a little bit of time to work this out. But we are entering into a new season as of the end of the year. December 31st, 2020 was a shift that took place. In fact, right at New Year's Eve, something happened in the spiritual realm. And, you know, we might still be dealing with the pandemic and things like that. Don't use that as the measuring stick of God's favor. The pandemic, it might still be here, but the tables are turning to your favor. And there's now a flow from heaven for breakthrough. Watch for the Lord to release healing, anointing, and refreshment to flow like a river. It's a time of refreshing. Over the next couple months, you're going to see it take place. Psalm 84, verse 5, this is the Passion Translation, I love this, is how enriched are those who find their strength in the Lord. Within their hearts flow the highway of holiness. Even when their paths wind through the dark valley of tears, they dig deep and find pleasant pools where others find pain. He gives them a brook of blessing, and he fills them with the rain of their outpouring. Man, I think you need to get a hold of this. That's Psalm 84, 5, Passion Translation. We walked through that valley of tears. We wound through, and in the midst of trouble, God said, I'm going to open up a highway of power. I'm going to open up a highway of blessing and to bring you out of the valley of tears. Some people, it was a valley of the shadow of death. Others, it was just a difficult time. But this is a time to dig deep into the brook of blessing, to get filled with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Watch as the spiritual watering holes open. These are renewal style meetings that are going to start to take place over the next few months. Some areas more than others. Some will be on the internet. Some will be in the churches. Some will be in businesses. Some will be here and there. But there's going to be a level of healing power that's going to manifest. There's two key Bible verses right now. Psalm 119:34, give me understanding and I will keep your law and obey it with all my heart. The second is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and to not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. So these are the two things. Ask the Lord for understanding, according to Psalm 119. And also ask him for the plan And as you do this, things are going to open up for you. The new year always brings a time of incredible opportunity to get a breakthrough. This is a breakthrough time, and you can catch the wave that's here. And here's some things. I want to give you the prophetic word. There's going to be a turnaround in answered prayer. Isaiah 65:24, before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. The Lord said this in 2021. There's a backlog of prayer, unanswered prayer, backlog of things that's going to be released. And there's going to be a very fast release of not everything, but you know, a lot of prayers are going to start to be opened up. You're going to notice it. You'll see it. The Lord's sending answers to prayers from the past. He's releasing resources from heaven, and there'll be a very quick turnaround on things right now. So God's going to give you a strategy on how to pray and when to pray. I know He just changed mine. I had to shift everything up. I've been saying this is that your breakthrough is probably outside of what you're doing now. So I had a certain routine that I did in prayer. The Lord shifted it up just in the last few days. Actually, it started a few weeks ago, but it shifted up, and I'm having to pray at different times. I'm using different prayers because this is the time that the Lord is releasing these new strategies to get us out of the old and into the new. There is strategic networks opening up in 2021. John 14:16, Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and He will send you another helper that He may abide with you forever. The Lord is sending help to you. There's going to be release of angelic assignments, angels, new networks coming together. Two are better than one. They get more done, according to Ecclesiastes 4:9. And so the Lord's going to bring together people with strategic networks for businesses, for ministries, different types of things. I saw this happening, and we need to utilize the Holy Spirit network, and we're going to need to break out of isolation here very quickly as things shift. Wait for the right time for you on this. The Lord will show you. But this is this year. New levels of peace are coming. John 14:27, peace I leave you. My peace I give you, Jesus said. I do not give you the peace as the world gives, but do not let your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid. This is a word for you right now. Write this down. John 14:27. Receive the Lord's peace. Do not be afraid. I know I've been talking about that, did a couple of podcasts on it, but it's time to cash in on this. And it's time to step into peace that surpasses all understanding. God's calling you to step up out of this time of trouble. And you might have to battle to get there. But I tell you, the strongholds right now, they're trying to remove your peace and replace it with fear. You need to break those things. I know I had to. And so, Lord, we just break that off right now. Ephesians 4:3, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. So we just pray, Lord, for that unity, for peace, for the, there's a flow happening right now. The key to 2021 is to break the spirit of fear and replace it with the peace of God. And as you do this, you're going to get some greater clarities in the areas that have been hidden or blocked in the past. One of them is Haggai 2:9. The glory of the present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place, I will grant peace, declares the Lord. He's going to release a new level of glory. You know, all the shaking of 2020, the pandemic, all the superstorms, everything going on, violence and everything. I tell you, there's greater levels of supernatural power coming. And this is often referred to in the Bible as God's glory. You'd expect to see supernatural levels of peace, supernatural levels of healing power, outpouring strategic strategies to recover your losses. And I saw these strategies from heaven being dropped in. Haggai 2:19, it says, is there yet any seed left in the barn until now the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree have not borne fruit? But this is it. From this day on, I will bless you. I declare right now, I declare from this day on, the Lord is going to shift things over you. The tables are turning and blessing is going to flow. The strategies from heaven are here to do it. the storehouses on Earth have been depleted. I'm going to take it a beating because of the pandemic and all the things going on. But the Lord is releasing financial strategies and blessings into the hands of the people He can trust right now. And God's raising up financial strategists. New levels of entrepreneurial anointing is here. And there's going to be a shift out of this financial gloom over the land. And you don't need to get your strategy. Don't worry about anything. Don't listen to these words that's saying, you know, oh my gosh, because of the president, Trump is not here, we're not going to get a blessing or something like that. You know, the Lord is our head. He's the one who's in charge. I'm just saying, I want to break off this stuff right now and get us back on the Lord. Get our eyes on the King who's opening things ahead of us. So really, God, He wants to bless you. He's going to bring financial blessing. It was a big word I got for this year. Your blessings and strategies may be out of your current mindset or understanding. Now think about it. In the kingdom of God, it's called God's ways are not our ways, right? It says God's ways are not always like ours. And they are quite opposite. You know, you hear it throughout the Bible, it's better to give than receive. The first will be last. You humble yourself to be lifted up. Love your enemies. Those are opposites, right? The power of opposites. The last will be first. You know, those types of things. Well, I tell you, the Lord's about to shift something over you. And it might be in a different place than you're looking right now. People are looking for their current job, their current situation to be restored. And it might not be, or maybe it will. I don't know. But the Lord says to look outside. He's going to bless businesses right now. I'm feeling this power on this. Luke 5, verse 1, Jesus gets in the boat of Peter, James, and John. That was a business. They had a fishing business. This wasn't just like they were out there with a bobber, you know. And they were in a fishing business. And he said, push out the water, you know. And I love this, Luke 5. You push out into deep water. They didn't want to do it. Didn't make sense to him. Oh, master, we fished all night and caught nothing. But because you said so. And so what happened is Peter, James, and John, their business, it flourished. They had to call others. It was such a large catch of fish that they had outsourced to others. You know what I mean? The other boat had to come over and help them. Listen, they got to sell those fish that day. Realize, Jesus gets in your boat. He gets in your business. He gets into your ministry. He gets into strategies right now. This is what He told me. It's opposite of what you might think. You might have to put out in the deep water at a different time. You might have to do a different strategy. But the Lord is releasing strategies from heaven right now. And a lot of them are going to come through dreams and visions. And we are moving into a season of strategic dreams and revelation. Now think about this. In Genesis 31, Jacob got a dream from God on how to financially prosper over his father-in-law Laban, who was really oppressing him. And he had his dream, and he asked for the spotted and speckled sheep and goats. He ended up really multiplying greater than Laban. And he gained a huge profit. So God can use other things, other places that you might not think that's going to bless you. I think some of the greatest blessings I've had in the past came from these places, you know. And I just want to say we're moving into that season right now. God will meet your needs in unusual ways. Matthew 17, 27, Jesus instructed Peter to catch a fish that contained, I think it was 2 coins, so they could pay their taxes. So that was an unusual thing. God wants to bless you in unusual ways right now. And He will cause things that were intended for evil to bless you for good. That doesn't mean you have to go out and seek a lawsuit or an accident or anything like that. It's just a surprise. He wants to do these surprises, and He wants to move you into this time where He will bless you in any season. That's where we are. We stepped into it. Genesis 26:12. I love Genesis 26. Isaac planted his crops the same year, which was in the great famine. It was a huge worldwide famine. He reaped 100-fold because the Lord blessed him. I tell you, we are in the time right now. The Lord is going to show you some strategies. You're going to be able to reap. It was opposite of, it's what I said about the opposite. When the famine hit, Abraham went up to Egypt, but the Lord said to his son Isaac, he goes, no, I want you to go in into the land of the Philistines, which was the enemy. And he went there, planted his crop, and it really shifted. And it was the first time that he got visited by the Lord. He got his own word. The Lord's about to do visitations. Might not be face to face, probably not, but there's a lot of stuff going. He's going to visit you. He's going to bring you some strategies that you need. A lot of it's going to come through dreams and visions. It's going to come through different places and sources. But the Joseph people anointing is coming to the forefront in 2021. Joseph was the son of Jacob, who was Israel, and he was the prophetic entrepreneur. You could look at Genesis 37 through 50. Joseph was the guy. Actually, if you look back, when Jacob got the dream about the spotted and speckled sheep, look at it. Look at the context. Joseph was in the womb of Rachel. And so just having that anointing around, that new baby anointing, most people don't realize that you have to wait for a kid to grow up before their anointing comes. But the Lord is releasing the anointing right now. New ideas. Maybe you're going to have some baby dreams, or you already are. Those are the new ideas, new anointings, new jobs. And Joseph did this. It was in Genesis 41. He had been in prison. Sound familiar? In 2020, it was like a prison for many people. But then he came on the scene and he interpreted a dream for Pharaoh, a world leader. It was an ungodly king, had a dream from the Lord. And he got the strategy from the Lord to bless the entire world, save Israel, and actually shift things, actually, for the coming of a lot of things, had he not done that. So we need to look at this. Get ready for God to speak to you in unusual ways. And many people need to get into this thing. It's what I did. I became a tent maker, so to speak. In Acts 18:3, Paul was a tent maker. As they were, he stayed and worked with them. Then he went around. That doesn't mean you can't just be in ministry, but I've always done this. And I've started businesses, and as they've helped finance where we are right now. You know, I'm in full-time ministry, but I still use that tent-making ability of the internet. I still use those things. In fact, one of the strategies I'll be talking about, and I'll be doing an online training on this, is how to get this strategy from heaven. To get a strategy from heaven that you don't have to take an offering or to receive an offering. There are other ways. I'm just saying, this is one of them. You don't have to work your brains out either. But the Apostle Paul, he was not based in a church. You know, he was in a mission, and he had to use the trade. So he traveled quite often. He paid for his own expenses. But that does not mean, you got to hear this, does not mean that ministries cannot, operate. Some people use that and say you don't have to. But for the Joseph anointing is coming right now. Be willing to be bivocational, even in ministry. I've always been that way, I've said. But God can use you to bless the world. He wants to. And he wants to raise up these people like Joseph to come on the scene and to learn to discern God's voice. That's a key. Learn to discern. Most people who are called to this, you don't have to. Maybe it's a different level. You don't have to be the big calling way up here. You know, like I'm going to go in like Joseph. I'm going to prophesy over the president and release millions of dollars. You could be down at any level, you know, that God's going to do this right now. So most people who have this calling on their life, you walk through the opposite. The enemy's been hitting you really hard. You've had dramatic losses. I know that I did. I have the Joseph anointing. I had this entrepreneurial, prophetic anointing, and I had to battle this thing. And I walked through a lot of different opposites. I went into debt a bunch of times. This is a symptom that you might have it. And see, here's some steps. Learn and discern God's voice. Keep track of what he speaks. Utilize a team of intercessors and people with spiritual gifts of wisdom and discernment. I talk about all the time, a cord of three strands is not easily broken. So get a three-cord strand. That's what I have. I have three people close to me that pray and battle with me. And be humble. Be teachable. And get inner healing. Get some, maybe a sozo, BethelSozo.com can help you right now. Get some inner healing because you probably need to get ready for what's coming. Learn to communicate with a non-religious style so you can encounter people in the business world. This is going to be an amazing year. Lord, I pray that you would release this word over the world. I pray for those who have ears to hear and eyes to see that they would be able to receive what the Spirit of the Lord is saying right now. I pray that you would release us, Lord, from the perils of the pandemic. I pray, Father, for those who have lost, those who are hurting, that can step up in the storm. The Lord says, step up in the storm. I'm going to be with you. Lord, I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to know everything's going to be okay. The Lord is working through this, and it's going to be an exciting time. Now, I do a training usually every month. It's like a school of ministry right online. And if you haven't caught one, it's a powerful one. And it's how to get your financial breakthrough. DougAddison.com/breakthrough. And I really go through, it's kind of a hybrid of two things I did before, flip your financial future. And then just last year, I did a workshop on strategies from heaven, how to prosper in any season. So I'm taking the two of those, the best of those, the hybrid, and releasing the new anointing, the new strategies as well on how to get your financial breakthrough. And it is on January 23rd. And it's only $37. You can sign up, actually get an early bird by January 10th. Since you're listening to this, you'll save $5, $32. But you do have to sign up. You don't have to be there live. We'll send you the recording and my notes afterwards. My goodness, it's so powerful. It is so rich. And it's, think about it, if it was $30, that's less than a cup of coffee a day. You can flip your life around. We've had some amazing testimonies over this. And consider giving to what we do. And, you know, we're a nonprofit ministry, and some people consider us their church. And so, honestly, we have people who actually tithe to us, and, you know, that's not a requirement or anything like that. But maybe you need a community. Some people have asked me, I feel disconnected. We've created a community with our partners, and partners are basically people who give every month, any amount. You can give any amount. Just go to DougAddison.com/give, and you can see the different ways to sign up. If you become a partner, we actually have an online community. We have a partner coach. We have a Facebook group, a private Facebook group, a private portal for those who aren't on Facebook, where we share information with you. But we pray for you. And we have a monthly mentoring time. It's a live call with me. In fact, it's a Zoom call. And we pray and prophesy. And so once a month, we have a meeting together. So if you need a community, go to DougAddison.com/partner and sign up today. Don't forget about my daily prophetic words. Most people know me for them. Hashtag daily prophetic. I'm excited for what's coming. Got a couple of questions. We love to answer questions. You can put your questions in. Maybe we'll get to them. But some amazing questions that just came in. This one. Is being overwhelmed with doubt part of spiritual warfare, from Debbie? Well, yeah, my goodness, it is. And the spiritual warfare that's happening right now is, you know, God wants to do something to break off that. But, you know, if you're in this area of doubt, think about this. What was the one thing Jesus talked about? He couldn't even do miracles around unbelief. So doubt and unbelief kind of go together. And you know, if Jesus himself couldn't do miracles around unbelief, then the doubt, you want to kick it out. Kick out the doubt, because it's spiritual warfare against you. And it's a sign the enemy is trying to come against you to come into agreement with. I mean, think about it. You have the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. You know, we've got the power of the Lord living in us. We've got the Bible, and we have each other. There's so much going on. God's doing so much right now. You have everything you need. And so the sign, yes, Debbie, who asks, is being overwhelmed with doubt, spiritual warfare? Yes, it is. And I bind the spirit of doubt, because it's tied. It's usually a three chord. It's tied in with unbelief, doubt, and fear. And I break it off right now. Unbelief, doubt, and fear in Jesus' name. And amen. I did a workshop on spiritual warfare. It's at my website, where we walk through some of these things. Here's one from Terry. For those who live alone, is there a prayer strategy that I can overcome isolation? Well, first of all, Terry, I know it's been a really tough time, huh? Especially with the pandemic, and especially for the introverts. Now, I'm half introvert, half extrovert. I'm right in the middle. I love to recharge as an introvert, but I still like being around people. So I find ways to do that. Here's what I want you to see. Anyone that's suffering from isolation, now still be safe and be in faith, you know. I still go out for right now when I recorded this is I social distance properly because we have a 95-year-old in our life that we want to see stay healthy. So, but I'm, at the same time, I'm still out. I wear a mask. I get around people. I go out. So if you feel isolated, first of all, I want you to get out and do something each day. We take walks. It's amazing. The pandemic has brought us together in different ways. And in Los Angeles, it's interesting because I've lived in different places in the country. You know, I've lived in the South, in North Carolina. I've lived in different places. And in L.A., no one waves. No one does anything. You know, it's, there's so many people. But since the pandemic, people are waving. So go out. Get out. Take a walk. Get out. Do something. The prayer strategy then with it, I don't have a specific one. But I would say your prayer strategy is to bless someone. Find someone to bless and stay connected if you can, like in social media. I know some of it's very negative, but stay positive and bless those who curse you. You know, that's how actually the Daily Prophetic started years ago, is because I wanted to bless those who are suffering. So find a way to bless others. That's what will happen. You know why? Is because what you sow, therefore you shall reap. If you're sowing isolation, you're going to reap loneliness. So do something. You know, stay connected with other people. Here's another question. I'm called as a watchman. Does it automatically make me a prophet? Well, no, it doesn't. But it's a great thing. Prophets, let me just tell you, a lot of people don't understand this. I do a lot of teaching on it, but there's three levels. There's the prophetic gift. We all have the gift. There's prophetic ministry. And there's the office of the prophet. Now, ministry doesn't mean that you have to have a ministry. That means you operate in the ministry of the prophetic, getting words, words of knowledge, praying for people, things like that. So you're probably on your way being a watchman. That is, you know, it's a gift of prayer. Doesn't make you a prophet, but you could operate prophetically as a prophetic intercessor. And the next question is, what are the watches of the Lord? Because I've been talking about becoming a watchman or a watcher. Habakkuk 2 talks about the watch of the Lord, stepping up and going into the place. That's what I do. I wake up each day and I'm watching for what God does. So the watchers are going to raise up. I've done a bunch of, you know, different podcasts and things like that on it and just put in my name. And, you know, I think the watchman anointing is coming back. I saw that last year. I see it again this year. So, something's happening right now in the spiritual realm. I'm feeling a release over this. Here's another, two more. I want to get in these quickly. Is lately God's been speaking to me specifically in my dreams with important details, but I struggle to remember them. This is from Amy. Here's what I recommend to anybody who's struggling in dreams right now. Just go out and do an internet search on the prayer to release dreams. And you'll see it. It'll come up Aslan Place. Aslan Place, prayer to release dreams. Pray that prayer and it will change things for you. Here's another one. What kinds of open doors permit the Jezebel attack? I know I'm under attack. My whole country too. Brooke said this. Well, Jezebel's pretty complicated, but the best book I've ever read that I know of is Unmasking the Jezebel Spirit by John Paul Jackson. That will help you with that. Well, God bless you guys. I'm so excited for the new year. Lord, we pray that these words would fall on good soil. We pray, Lord, that you would bring the breakthroughs that we need, whatever it might be, our health, our finances, our family. We break off isolation and loneliness, the spirit of death in Jesus' name. Amen. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.